Well, we're going to continue praying again for the public education system, and this time for reformation. It is such a gargantuan entity that oversees the teaching of millions of students. We focus more today, however, on the motives and intentions of what they do. We know that the root of all evil is the love of money. This is always a temptation for anyone receiving large amounts of monies from others. Will you stop and pray for the reformation to occur throughout the entire educational system, exposing their motives, intentions, and if it's based on the love of money, would be replaced with those who hold to higher standards? Father, we pray for the flashlight from heaven to expose what's in the heart of those planning and spending all the money that comes for the education of students, that it would be exposed and cleansed. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you that you are the great shepherd and care for your sheep, those who know you and have yet to know you. You care for children and those that teach them. You care about what they are taught. You said to your disciples and others who are listening, there will always be temptations to sin, but what sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting? It would be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So watch yourselves. We ask that those who are causing any of these innocent children to fall into sin to be stopped. May the fear of the Lord grip their hearts and cause them to change their plans. We pray for a hedge of protection around their minds, hearts, and bodies. We declare that students and teachers alike will be renewed in the spirit of their mind, which after God you have created in righteousness and true holiness. We declare that they have the mind of Christ. Where evil has attempted to turn students against the church and their parents, open the students' eyes to recognize it and refuse it. Raise up godly leaders among them who will stand for righteousness to lead in prayer and truth. Where the government seems determined to dumb our kids down, we pray for teachers and people in that educational system who will teach the skills necessary to succeed in life and revere God. Give courage to those teachers and protection so they won't be silenced, censored, but united together. Pour your favor upon them. Give them your words to speak, and may the students be drawn to the Spirit of God in them. Where the school budgets have become a little more than money laundering of millions in government funds to ungodly leaders, publishers, middlemen, may the funds be rerouted so they actually benefit teachers and students. Restore the integrity of our educational facilities. May the ungodly be replaced with people who will work for the benefit of the students and godly instruction. Lord, you see the evil agenda of the National Education Association and its sister organizations in each state. We pray that teachers would wake up and walk away from them, and that those organizations and those running them would be defunded. We pray a hedge of protection around every single campus. We declare guns, bombs, and acts of violence will not cross into a single campus this year. We declare the blood of Jesus around the borders of our schools, and any plan to disrupt, kill, and destroy would be discovered and stopped before it can start. We declare our schools and cities to be safe and to fulfill a noble call. And we pray, Father, that these educational systems that oversee the public education, that we will see in our lifetime a reformation that holds to your standards. In Jesus' name.